Thanks for downloading this My Own Shakespeare feature from BBC Radio 4.
My Own Shakespeare.
I grew up in Iraq. I didn't really encounter Shakespeare at all until I was an adult. And so I didn't have a chance to maybe to dislike Shakespeare as many people do growing up and having to learn Shakespeare's plays at school. What's fascinating for me as a scientist is that Shakespeare wrote King Lear, I believe, sometime in the first decade of the 17th century, which would have been very shortly, just a few years before Galileo in 1609 first pointed a telescope up to the sky and proved that Copernicus's new theory of the universe was correct, namely that, you know, we don't occupy a privileged position. The Earth is not at the centre of the universe. It's just another planet going around the sun. Here's Shakespeare showing his rationalist view of the world through the character Edmund, saying how astrology is a load of nonsense and not a real science and not something that should be taken seriously. I love that.
This is the excellent foppery of the world. That when we are sick in fortune, often the surfeits of our own behaviour, we make guilty of our disasters the sun, the moon, and the stars. As if we were villains by necessity, fools by heavenly compulsion, knaves, thieves, and treacherers by spherical predominance, drunkards, liars, and adulterers by an enforced obedience of planetary influence, and all that we are evil in, by a divine thrusting on. An admirable evasion of whoremaster man to lay his goatish disposition to the charge of a star.
What I liked about this particular piece is not so much the science, but it's just this rationalist view of the world, that, you know, that you can see beyond superstition into, you know, the way nature really does behave. You know, he has this logical worldview that appeals to me.
My Own Shakespeare.
There are many more BBC programmes about Shakespeare available to download, such as dramas, features and historical documentaries. Find more information at bbc.co.uk/Shakespeare.